coming of age in New Zealand film. Setting the scene. The shot pans over a barren landscape, townscape, waterscape. A dark shape on the horizon enlarges and becomes a girl. Her clothes are daggy. She is not self-conscious. Her family is small but close. If she has two parents, only one really matters. The wolf. She is minding her own business, doing whatever it is that girls do, even weird girls like her. When the stranger strides in, confident, larger than life. And there they are now, talking to mum or dad. She hates the stranger and finds them strangely attractive, both at once. No wonder she is confused. She begins to rebel. There goes innocence. She has reached Menak. She reaches down and finds her fingertips are red and sticky. She refuses to accept this, but finds she is uncontrollably drawn to lipstick and mirrors and possibly boys. She may see one or other of her parents having sex with the stranger, maybe through a partially opened doorway. She will probably run away. The woman will scream as she climaxes. Happy endings. Her family pulls together as they sometimes do in times of adversity. The stranger is expelled, flung out, oil and water, chalk and cheese. The girl who is almost a woman is embraced like a child because by the end of the movie, somebody is dead.